Take a deep breath. Relax. You're safe here. I'm not going to hurt you, human. Now, start from the beginning. Again. Calm down. And pace yourself. Tell me how you got here. Once you can do that, I will answer your questions. You just walked here. Did you follow a path? Did something or someone lead you here? Chimes. You followed a soft, gentle sound of chimes. I don't think any of the others have wind chimes in their homes. Strange. Was there anything else? I can't understand what would compel a human to just walk in the forest and follow the sound of chimes. I'll have to discuss it with the others. I have a theory or two, but I'll have to take these notes to a priestess to confirm. I'll also have someone in the village evaluate your mental and physical state as well. Now, before I answer your questions, I want to ask, do you know where you are? Do you know what I am? Yes, this is a village in the forest. My, my. The education system in the outside world must be incredible in this day and age to result in such an astute young man such as yourself. Now, as my other question, a lost cosplayer in the comic market. What booth was I at this year? You really don't understand the situation you're in, do you? Maybe I shouldn't blame you. I know how much your world has advanced. Lost the old ways, the traditions and teachings. It's part of why we hate ourselves. Though, from time to time, we do get bits of your modern comforts here. Against all odds, you have somehow wandered into the last village of the Kitsune. I still don't completely understand how, but you are the first human in about a millennium to step foot in here. You may have noticed before I grabbed you that the village seemed empty. Your initial impression would be incorrect. There are dozens of us here. The others are hiding from you, regardless of how strong or meek they may be. They've been instructed to make themselves scarce in the event of an invader. Yes, yes, you aren't a hostile invader. You're merely a fool who made his way here. But you are still an invader, nonetheless. The question now is, what should I do with you? I can't merely let you wander off back home. We have to solve this mystery, after all. Not only that, but what if you led more humans back to us? Protest all you want, but I have the village's safety to consider. You'll be safe in my care, in any case. We had an amicable relationship with your kind in the past, after all. We only left because we felt a time when the world of humans had passed. We were your guides, your teachers, revered as deities in some lands, even if it were not so. Then humanity found their own way. Truth be told, I grabbed you from the streets for your own safety, more than any threat you pose to us.
Yes, your safety. You see, some of the girls are a bit more lacking in, shall we say, discipline. Do you understand?
You don't, really. Well, let me put it into more plain terms, then. All of the residents of the village are women. You, the first human here in 1,000 years. Let that sink in for just a moment. Now, aside from the various roles we took in guiding humanity, many of our kind also often took human partners. Your presence is going to be more than a passing interest amongst the others, I assure you. You're taking this quite well. I expected more worry. Panic. In some ways, I'm glad. In other ways, I can't quite fathom why you seem so calm. You've read something like this in one of your comic books. Ta-da. I don't understand, but if that gives you some sort of courage, then I applaud you. I'm sure over time you'll be more properly integrated in the community, but for now, you'll stay with me. We'll visit the physician and priestess tomorrow. What's my duty? I suppose the simplest way to put it would be to call me the village chief. Now, no more questions. Please, go make yourself comfortable in the sitting room for a bit. It's getting late, and you spent most of the day walking, did you not? It's nearing dinner time, so I'm going to prepare dinner for us. I consider myself a somewhat accomplished cook, so I do hope you'll enjoy the meal.
Good. It seems you enjoy my cooking. Now that you've had time to relax and eat, won't you sit with me and we'll talk a little bit? I would love to understand more about you. After all, we don't typically get guests here. I'm getting too close? Whatever do you mean? I'm just sitting comfortably. Don't think I didn't see how you were looking at me during dinner, where your gaze wandered. It has left me very curious. What sort of things you read in your comic books? I would love to get a better understanding of where all that bravery comes from. Surely it isn't all bluster. Don't try to pull away. All you'll find in that direction is a fluffy wall of tails. Now, the question at the front of my mind is, are the girls in the village a danger to you, or are you a danger to them? Now, why don't you tell me what you want most of all, right now? Why did you come here? Touch fluffy tail. I suppose I can oblige. Would you like to spend the night touching my fluffy tail? I'll wrap you up in them drown you in a pleasant hell of soft, fluffy tails. You might never want to leave them. Are you sure you'd like that? It'd certainly make my job much, much easier. All the girls be jealous of me. I'm the first kitsune in the village to have a husband in over 1,000 years. What do you think? Good boy. Why don't you run along to the other room, and I'll join you shortly. Then, you can spend as much time as you like indulging yourself in my fluffy tails, burying your face in them, brushing them, feeling them wrapped around your body. Good. I'll be there soon. Go be ready. Oh, what do you think? I've been saving these clothes for a special occasion. And I can't think of a more special occasion than this one. A once-in-a-lifetime occasion, some would say. Ah, good boy. I see you've already made yourself ready for me. I suppose I should apologize for taking you for a fool earlier. Now, what will be the best way to give you the tales you so desire, while also letting me get in on the fun a little bit? Let's see. I can't just give everything up on the first night. There needs to be some anticipation and build up. Perhaps we should get a taste of each other. Or you can just mindlessly bury your face in my tails while I swallow your thick cock from tip to root. Ada. You seem surprised I'd say such a thing. Please, I may be a lady, but I'm still an animal at heart. And this animal can't wait to feast upon the delicious banquet laid out before me. Now, why don't you lay back, relax, let me indulge myself. You may do as you desire with my backside. And I will do as I desire down here. The smell is divine. The scent of the forest mixed with your sweat. The heat radiating from your hard cock. Any other woman would have her knees buckle in an instant to such a powerful combination. But for me, this is merely the finest meal I could ever ask for. Pre-cum is thick, a little bit salty, but not unpleasantly so. Mana density is more than expected. Curious. More importantly, it's just dripping from your tip uncontrollably. I wonder, how pent up are you? You seem to be enjoying being buried in my tales. I didn't expect to ever meet a human who is so turned on by them. Let me wrap them around you, bury your naked body in them, warm you with them, tickle your bare skin. I'll completely embrace you with my fluffy tails. Now, pardon me while I dig in. It's been so long. It's been so long. I can feel you twitching. Just don't hold back. Just come for me anytime you want. Good boy. You're getting close. Yes, feed me. Feed me, good boy. Ready? Mm.
Yes, there's so much. It's so thick and hot and sticky. I just can't get enough of this. I was gonna keep you to protect the village, but now I just want you for myself. You look as out of sorts as I do. Maybe we should stop here and rest for the night. There will certainly be more chances for this in the future. Sweet dreams. I'll see you in the morning. Good morning, darling. Wasn't that just absolutely divine? These are the sorts of joys that we visited upon your kind in ages past. I feel so young again after that. Now, we've got a big day ahead of us. I need to take you to the priestess and one of our physicians and have you looked at. Maybe introduce you to some of the other girls as well. I suppose I'll have to register you with the captain of the guard, as much as I don't want to deal with her. Then tonight, maybe you could brush my tails for a little bit. Good boy. I knew you wouldn't turn down such an invitation. Now, why don't you head back into the dining room, and I'll get breakfast ready for us first. And then we can get our day started.